The fact of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary is related in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. The evangelist tells us that in the sixth month after the conception of Saint John the Baptist by Elizabeth, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the Virgin Mary at Nazareth, a small town in the mountains of Galilee. Mary was of the house of David and was espoused to Joseph of the same royal family. She had, however, not yet entered the household of her spouse, but was still in her mother's house. And the angel greets her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Mary, having heard the greeting, did not speak. She was troubled in spirit, since she was afraid. She did not know the angel, nor the cause of his coming, nor the meaning of the salutation. The angel continued and said, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found grace with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and shall give birth to a son, and shall call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." The Virgin understood that there was the issue of her becoming the mother of the Redeemer. Filled with fear and astonishment, she asks a question in order to know better how she is to be part of this. "How shall this be, since I know not man?" she says. The angel explains, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born shall be called Holy, the Son of God. Behold, your cousin Elizabeth has in her old age herself conceived a son, and is now in the sixth month, she that was called barren, because nothing is impossible with God." Filled with pure love and willingness to do God's will, even though she could not have known what this would entail, she answers, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word." The date of today's feast, 25th of March, depends upon the older date of the Feast of Christmas, 9 months later. The Annunciation is the beginning of Jesus in his human nature. Through his mother, he is a member of the human race. It was God's will that a creature, Mary, should undo the refusal of Eve and accept the will of God, and that her son would undo the no of Adam. Mary responds to the angel Gabriel with a fiat, "Let it be done," not knowing what was going to happen in the future. Mary did not know the future. As a role model for all of us and a perfect example of holiness, Mary trusted in God's word and showed the world that faith can change the course of history. If we say our yes to God today, whether it be for a big decision in life or a short prayer for a faithful day, or to devote our time to actively serving others, God will provide for us. When we become willing instruments of his grace, we die to our selfishness and worry and become a better apostle of Christ. We are chosen by God, like Mary was, to live lives in faith. It is a difficult request to remain unwaveringly trusting in a plan which we do not see or which we do not know. But that is what faith is all about. Some thoughts on the Annunciation, which we celebrate on this day.